Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
For some reason, there are celebrities out there that feel like they have to get involved with big events, with world affairs. You see it all the time. Like a couple of years back, remember when Kanye visited the Oval Office when Trump was still president?
The drama and you're that like, caused.
Am I in a movie? Mm. What is happening here? It seems to happen a lot. You get like, sometimes it's actors who for some reason think, I need to talk in front of the United Nations about things.
Sometimes it's Dennis Rodman that goes to North Korea.
Yeah, that's it.
Whatever.
At the moment, the focus seems to be on Nicki Minaj, the rapper, has come under the spotlight about some claims she made about the COVID-19 vaccines.
The press conference then took a bizarre turn with a question about a claim from US performer Nicki Minaj that the vaccine made her cousin impotent.
So this was a press conference in the UK involving Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And one of the journos asked him about this tweet from Nicki Minaj, which reads as follows. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friends was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding, so just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied.
So wow.
A tweet about her cousin's friend's swollen bits.
It's like, hang on a sec, let's get this string in the, you know, in the detective's lounge to try and work out the story here. Like, between this is ridiculous.
And so one in Journo asked Johnson about this, said to the British Prime Minister, have you seen this tweet from Nicki Minaj? This was Boris's response.
I'm not familiar with the works of, or not as familiar with the works of Nicki Minaj as I probably should be.
It's like, he feels like, I really let her down.
I should be across. I like how he clarified. He goes, I'm not familiar with Nicki Minaj, or not as familiar. I do like Pills and Potions, Anaconda, and of course Bang Bang are among my personal favourites of when it comes to Minaj's hits. Caught him off guard there. He didn't know what to do. And the response obviously went viral. And it led to a further response from Nicki Minaj. She saw the British PM responding to her. And so she jumped back onto Twitter and recorded a response to the British Prime Minister.
Yes, hello, Prime Minister Boris. It's Nicki Minaj. I'd love to send you my portfolio of my work, since you don't know much about me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not a great British accent. Still better than Keanu's in Dracula.
I've seen many strange things already. Bloody wolves chasing me through some blue inferno.
I think he was her dialect coach for that response to Boris. So you're like, come on, guys. Like, why are we listening to US rappers about the vaccination? Because she heard a rumor from her cousin's friend or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, maybe they should get her out for the 11 a.m. COVID briefing.
Like, yeah, imagine that.
Gladys should get on the phone to Nicki Minaj. Like, you know, if it was Dr. Dre getting out there, you know, maybe if Dr. Kerry Chance taken the day off. If you had
not?
Dr. Dre there, you go, why not? He's a doctor.
He's got the title.
Nicki Minaj, I don't think she's as believable. You know, if she gets out there and she's trying to convince people to go get the jab, she'll just start rapping and going. So I pulled up in the Jag and I hit him with the jab like dun 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 dun. We'll see vaccination rates go through the roof.
Yeah, imagine the interpreter trying to deal with that one.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Did see a story on the news last night which was unlike any I've ever seen in my entire life. Basically, when you see a story of someone escaping from prison, you know, they go on the run, they usually get caught after a little while. But I saw a story of a man who escaped from prison 29 years ago, way back in 1992.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a story of a man named Darko Desic. And this one was unlike any prison story I'd ever heard before. Take a listen.
Darko Desic did hard time behind bars. But life outside, even in these surroundings, wasn't easy. 3 decades after he escaped from Grafton Jail, the 64-year-old gave himself up at DY Police Station.
You're probably thinking, what? After 29 years, surely you were winning that battle. Why did you give yourself up?
I'm guessing Gladys's lockdown was tougher than prison and he went, I want to go back in.
Absolutely.
There's too many restrictions outside. Put me back in jail.
Yeah, actually, you're pretty much just right on the money there.
Okay.
Yep. He was on the run for many years. He's embedded himself in the local community of Avalon. And people were just like, yeah, he just seems like a nice bloke, keeps to himself, stayed out of trouble. But unfortunately, with COVID, things became that bad that basically that's the reason why, really.
He was sentenced to 3 years for growing cannabis. Oh. And a year in, he used a hacksaw to break out. Since then, he's been lying low in Avalon, working as a handyman known as Dougie. But when the pandemic hit, he lost his jobs, his income, his home.
That's right, because of the pandemic, obviously his name wasn't on books and records. He was working cash in hand jobs.
Oh, okay, sure.
That sort of stuff dried up, so he couldn't pay his rent. He couldn't pay anything like that.
And I love that he was working as a handyman. Yeah. He went, you know what, I'm pretty good with a hacksaw. Maybe I've got some skills.
Yeah, I'm surprised he wasn't a delivery driver with a name like Dougie.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
But basically, it was just that bad that he couldn't get any work in that he literally just gave himself up and he was like, look, at least if I'm in prison, I'll get 3 square meals and I'll get all this sort of stuff as well. It's probably the best place for me right now during this worldwide pandemic. And I think he's got quite the point when it comes to this as well. Like, the main reason, though, he escaped in the first place when it came to prison because he's actually from Yugoslavia.
Oh, okay.
And in Yugoslavia back in the day, you had to complete military service.
Right.
He feared that once he got arrested and they found out, you know, basically he would have got deported back to Yugoslavia and had to do, you know, copped a lot more of a, you know, a punishment over there.
So it's kind of like how celebrities feel when they get that call up to be on SAS Australia. They're like, oh God, no, not me.
Yeah, absolutely right. And in mentioning that as well, like, obviously this guy going through tough times, you know, he feared of being deported and everything like that. But what, did he just not have internet for the last 29 years?
Yeah,
because
I guess not.
He escaped in 1992. Yugoslavia got dissolved as a country in 1992.
Ah.
So it's a strange sort of a thing. I've heard of people escaping from jail, but I've never heard of someone escaping jail, you know, playing a game of hide-and-go-seek and actually beating a whole country to the point where they just literally gave up.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
The vaccination rolls on. We hit the 80% mark for first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine here in New South Wales yesterday.
Awesome. Solo high five.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's because your other arm's too sore from getting the jab.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good thing.
Some people are holding out, though, which is, I guess, understandable in a way. They worry, they're concerned about their health, or they think that, you know, Bill Gates is sticking microchips in there to give them 5G or whatever. Yeah. For whatever reason, some people don't want to get the jab. That's a personal choice, I guess, even though it affects many people around you. You can still claim it's a personal choice. Go right ahead. But some companies are like, right, we want to open the doors, get customers back in, offer our services again. The best way to do it is by offering incentives.
Yeah, just like when you're a kid, getting bribed with stuff.
Yeah. It's like when you used to have the Subway card and you're like, I eat that 10th sub, I'll get another one for free. Yeah. Or at least a cookie or something.
Or the free coffee after so many visits. Each time it gets stamped and it's like a badge of honour.
Yeah. It's like at this point, I've had both jabs. I've got a double dosed with Pfizer. I got nothing to show for it, except for protection from a deadly virus. But apart from that, where's my cookie at? So a lot of companies came out in recent weeks talking about the bonuses they're going to offer people. Medibank and AIA are giving bonus points to their customers who have private health insurance. And you got other places that are also offering some big deals.
They're called the big vax bonuses and on offer cheaper health insurance, exclusive travel deals, toll relief, and even a lottery for a new car.
Yeah, that new car is being offered by Transurban. They're the guys that run the toll roads in Sydney. And the new car is an electric Hyundai Kona.
Okay.
Here's a picture of it, Hutsy.
Oh dear.
I don't know if I'd rather that or the blood clots from AstraZeneca.
Matchbox wheels.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, really? I don't want to be seen. Okay, fair enough. But it's a new car. It's a new car. So that's still a pretty good deal. Or, you know, free tolls, things like that. It's a pretty big deal. Telstra's offering a point system in which customers can get up to $3,500 phone credit on their account.
Ooh, okay.
Which is pretty snazzy. I don't know, though, if the companies, I mean, this is just based on getting two jabs, right? It's not like buying extra lotto tickets, like getting extra jabs will increase your chances. Like, do I have to play, you know, vaccine bingo where I go, I've got the AstraZeneca, the Pfizer, and I'm getting my Moderna jab tomorrow. So my chances are through the roof of winning the Hyundai Kona.
Yeah, I'm getting jabbed for a friend, yeah. It shouldn't have to come to this level, though, like the incentives to get the jab. I'm just really hoping that these people that are refusing to get the jab aren't just bigger tight asses than me and holding out for better prizes as they, you know, trying to get further across the line. It's like,
right,
well, maybe we have to entice them with something else.
the type of people that don't get Maccas unless the Monopoly game's running.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, now I'm in. Mm. Even Australia's, number one airline, Qantas, the Flying Kangaroo, is offering incentives.
Qantas and Jetstar have already announced bonus frequent flyer points as a vaccination incentive and a major prize of a year's worth of holidays valued at over $85,000.
Just to clarify, it's Qantas that's offering the bonus frequent flyer points.
Okay.
Apparently Jetstar is just offering travellers the chance to get their luggage back.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.